Well, hello, confidants.
Oh, welcome to another episode of Confidently
Insecure. It's going to be a very mellow Monday episode for you. I am currently doing one of our little like pod on the goes where I'm not in the studio. I'm about 20 feet away from it. I'm actually sitting on my couch. No pants on, fully no pants on, because I had a migraine today. Oh, the Grinch came early. Listen, I'm sure I've done a migraine episode in the 6-7 years that I've been doing this podcast, but if you don't know, I get migraines every now and then. I'm really lucky that I don't have it bad like some people I know where it's a constant, but I get maybe once, twice a year hormonal migraines or triggered migraines from certain like atmospheric things or whatever. And they're not just any migraine. They are the migraine from fucking literally Satan's asshole. Like, if you know someone that gets true migraines, go give them a hug right the fuck now. Pause this episode and tell them you're sorry that their fucking blood vessels hate them that much, because it is the worst thing ever. I get migraines with Aura, which, first of all, migraines are different from a headache. Migraines are like, I can't like function. And we just accept that as an okay thing to have. Like, we're just like, yep, some people just get that. Some people just get the worst possible headache imaginable. And I can literally feel my like main, what's this called? Like my temple. I can feel my temple vein throbbing, and not in the good cock way. In the like, I think there's a bomb about to detonate in my brain. And not just that. No. That's just the beginning of it. So Aura migraines affect you visually. You start to see crazy zigzag pattern. And again, not the fun I'm tripping balls kind, not the like the psychedelic, like, uh-oh, why is there suddenly like static in my vision? And why is there snow going across the screen of my eyes? And okay, cool. Now I literally can only see out of tiny little triangles out of my eyeballs. By the way, if you see any light, it makes it worse and hurts 100,050 times more. Oh, and don't worry, you have about like 15 minutes between when you see that first zigzag and a full-blown migraine that you have time to take a medication. So if you're somewhere like, I don't know, 5 minutes away from your house at a coffee shop that you go to all the time with your dog and it starts to zigzag, you have to then have your dog medically escort you, basically jog home because you can't fucking see anything and you just know that it's coming. And then the whole time, every time one starts, I'm going, No, this isn't it. And I have emergency pills that I like travel with and things like that. Like, I used to be so afraid of them that I would take my emergency pills everywhere, but they happen so infrequently that I'm like, why would I bring this emergency pill to this like movie that I'm going to see? You know what I mean? And usually caffeine helps. So I was standing ordering my coffee and I went, the guy is so sweet. He was trying to say hi to Hippo. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I think I'm just starting to get a migraine out of nowhere. Can I have a double espresso shot? Because you usually get a free coffee when you buy a bag of beans, which I was buying. And I was like, and he gave me the double espresso shot instead of the cup of coffee for free in place of it. And I was like, you didn't have to do that. And he was like, don't even worry about it. Bitch, I threw that shot back so fast. And I knew it was on. I was like, okay, we got to get home, Hippo. Let's go. And I gave him the let's go home command, which I've been teaching him on walkies. And this motherfucker booked it. I think he could smell that a migraine was happening. And I looked that up. Apparently dogs can smell on your breath something that you can't smell as humans. Whatever. Anyway, get home, fly through the door, take 2 emergency pills plus a clonidine, which is basically a blood pressure medication that's supposed to chill you the fuck out. And mind you, I've already taken my Adderall for the morning. So I've had Adderall, 2 shots of espresso, a clonidine, a migraine pill, and my heart is just going, what the fuck is going on? And so I am lucky that I've had them for 15 years now, that I've bought enough tools, like certain neck massagers and eye mask massagers and rubs and salves and eye mask cover things and like head ice packs, just a whole bunch of bullshit that actually I do think helps when you're in pain like that. And I also had heard of this trick on the talk. Where's my TikTok taught me button? Where if you stick your feet in scalding hot water, like as hot as you can possibly stand, it will open your blood vessels and draw the blood away from your head, because it's like, whoa, why are our feet on fire? All of a sudden we need to like send all the blood down there. And you know what? I fucking went in my bathroom. I turned out all the lights. Hippo came with me because he wouldn't leave my side. And I put that bitch on scalding, the kind where it was so hot that it was actually cold on my feetsies. And I stood there and I did my breathing exercises. And you know what? The aura, the like zigzag stuff started to go away. And I was like, holy shit, I think this is working. Mind you, it was probably also the caffeine and the pills kicking in. But this was within like 5 minutes. This was like too soon for it all to kick in. And I was like, God damn, I think this might have actually helped, because that's like one of my least favorite symptoms. I can take a lot of symptoms of the migraine, but the aura is like so scary and annoying. And every single time it happens, I'm like, is this a stroke? Is this my brain aneurysm? Is this the time this is going to be it. And so I called my wife, shout out Athlete. And I just was like, I just need someone on the phone. I just need to like FaceTime with someone. I just need support. And obviously, because he's the sweetest boy in the world, was like, bet, I'm here for you. What do you need? And he was like Googling different things. It was so sweet. He even like texted his aunt, who gets really bad migraines, to like get some suggestions. And I was like, the thing about the Athlete and I that we love about each other, and we say this all the time whenever we're doing like our gratitude or whatever stuff, is that like we're very good at taking care of each other when the other person is sick or down or depressed. Like we're very good at cheering the other person up. I also think it's because we're very empathetic. And so we actually like feel bad when the other person feels bad. And we're like, all right, we both need to feel better now. And so the fact that we've been apart for 5 months or whatever it's been, June, July, August, October. Yeah. 5 months. It sucks. Like it sucks that we can't be there for each other in those hard moments. And so he just was there genuinely to support me and give me whatever we need. And it was so sweet. I kept trying to be like, okay, I'll let you get back to, oh, because by the way, he wasn't feeling good. He had a cold. He had a game that he played on Friday. He had a clean sweep, or clean sheet is what they call it. A clean sheet where no one scored a goal on him. And I think it was like 5-0 that they won that game. But I think he probably got a little cold because it was the weather had changed in Germany. Anyway, he wasn't feeling well, but I kept being like, okay, I'll let you go. Like, you go rest or do whatever. And he was like, no, I want to hang out. I was like, yeah, but we're not really hanging out. I'm just like laying here, like moaning. And he's like, that's okay. And so I did my like laying down and my breathing exercise and everything. And then, of course, the next wave that comes from the symptoms is the nausea. Yeah. And I'm talking about, the only two things I had eaten. Two things that I had eaten was those two shots of espresso. Those are the only two things that I had eaten that day so far. And I was like, I feel like I've just eaten a giant burrito and I'm going to yak it all up. So of course, and this is a thing that I tell any partner I've been with since 15, when I have a migraine and I get nauseous, I always feel better after throwing up. I know it sounds crazy and I'm going to fight it. And I'll be like, oh, I don't want to throw up. I hate throwing up. Please, I don't want to throw up. Because I don't throw up. I don't drink anymore. So when the fuck do I ever throw up? I throw up one time since I had food poisoning, since I quit drinking. That was it. And it's always migraines. I hate throwing up. And the thing is, it's so true. Every time I throw up, I don't know if it's like I'm just releasing some pressure or what. Oh, but you know, I had to yak. And here's a hot tip. This might be disgusting for some listeners, and I'm sorry, but people need to know. If you throw up right after drinking coffee, it kind of is not that bad. It kind of was like, It was kind of like having another coffee. Ew, guys, that's so gross. I'm so sorry. Anyway, I ate popcorn because that was the only thing that sounded good. And then I watched, what did I watch? I just finished blowing through Squid Game, the competition reality series. I'm all caught up on that, I think. Yes, I am. I'm also all caught up on Physical 100 Asia, in case I got any fellow listeners out there. Oh, this is what I watched, because obviously my documentary comes out December 17th. Never forget. Tickets will be on sale, I think, next week. Yes. And so I'm always watching docs, but I heard about this really good one called Don't Date Brandon on Paramount Plus. And holy shit, y'all. It's 3 episodes. The power of women, the power of friendship, the power of women helping other women get out of domestic violence relationships. I mean, it was, when we talk about like systemic failures and the cops being absolutely fucking useless and the whole system, frankly, like, especially in California, they can't do anything basically till you're dead to the person that you like want to file a report against. And filing a police report basically doesn't do shit. It just makes it on record. They can't actually do anything. But that doc is crazy. I highly recommend it. I hope that like they make people that are in like law enforcement watch these docs. And that was definitely a goal that Marley and myself had with our documentary, is like, we want to get this in the hands of lawmakers, policy changers, universities, people that can be a strong voice in community, that are strong community leaders, because we think our doc has the power to change lives and to change laws. And it's a lot of times media that does that stuff. So speaking of the doc, not to be too self-promoting, but yeah, the doc comes out December 19th or 17th. Ooh, sorry. And here's the thing. It is a live screening and you can watch it for up to 2 weeks after you buy a ticket. It's $20 for the live screening for the full movie. And there's a Q&A afterwards with myself and Marley that is after the film that I think is $10. So all in is $30. And I'm going to see if I can get some early bird discounted prices. So that's like, I think if you buy the ticket the day of. But we're going to try and do some early tier and of course like confidant prices. And here's the thing. Even if you're not going to watch it, even if you're not going to see it, if I've ever made you anything that has helped you in your life, all I ask is that you consider it a donation of your time or money or funds or passing along the link. Hell, you can gift the screening to a friend for all I care. I have been working on this doc for 4+ fucking years. It's so important to me that it gets seen and gets people talking about it and tweeting about it or Instagramming about it or whatever to get it out wider. Like, that is the goal. Everything about this film has been built on the backs of favors of people in the industry. Everyone's been doing it for cheap, for free, for spare time. Like, everything about this film has been put together by people who just care about the subject matter. And that is all I ask of you guys. You're going to see me promoting it a lot on my socials coming up. You're going to see me talking a lot about it. And just know that I wouldn't be doing that if it wasn't that important to me and I believe to the world and a lot of other people, as you'll learn in the doc. So I've been binging docs, obviously. I just finished one about different psychedelics that have helped soldiers with PTSD. It's just stuff like that that I'm like, how do we make educational things that are also interesting visually and a want to watch, you know? And how do we get it seen on a broader scale? Because our movie's coming out on a platform that's owned by Patreon called Moment. And so that's awesome and amazing. We love it. And Patreon's legit and so cool and supported by a lot of creators. But we would love for a streamer to pick it up. Like, it would be so fucking cool if like a Hulu, an Apple, a Netflix, a Paramount Plus, a Prime Video, an HBO Max, literally any of them to see it. and want to put it on their platforms. And the other thing is like, I think there has to be a certain amount of tickets sold for it to be considered like successful. I don't know. We're still in the edit. I'm still cutting the trailer as we speak. So I lost a lot of time today due to this fucking migraine. And the good news is I pretty much fell asleep on the couch after taking all my meds for like an hour and a half. And it was the deepest fucking most restorative sleep of all goddamn time. And I woke up and you're kind of in like a haze. You're like, what day is it? Where am I? And I was supposed to go over to ZNT's house, former co-host Zach Noe Tawas, and watch the new Frankenstein film with Jacob Elordi. I want to see him like looking like a little freak. I want to see him looking like a little freak. He looks like a little hot freak, a little disfigured freak. Ugh, and I'm sad I missed the screening because I woke up and I was like, dude, I'm so sorry, but I am just coming out of this funky haze and I need to like put my life together. And if you need to know why I need to put my life back together, stay tuned because I'm going to tell you right after this quick break. Oh, dark magic, forbidden romance, a remote island where survival is anything but guaranteed. House of Rain by New York Times best-selling TikTok sensation Harley LaRue is a gothic, sapphic romance that collides with supernatural suspense. When Salem steps into the eerie halls of Balfour Manor, she finds herself drawn to the mysterious rain, while something monstrous haunts the island. You want chills? Spice, 4 out of 5 peppers, baby, and secrets that refuse to stay buried? Pick up House of Rain, out now in a stunning deluxe hardcover with stenciled edges and exclusive art. It looks so good on my shelf, y'all. I had to read this thing in one night. You know I'm a big reader, so don't miss it. On sale now wherever books are sold, baby. Back to the show.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Hi, we're back. Oh, anyway, so life has been crazy. I have been going back to 12-step meetings, which I still haven't like talked very deeply about. I'm reading this book called A Gentle Way Through the 12 Steps. So like anyone dealing with a 12-step program. And it's actually just a very, like, I kind of low-key think everyone should read it and learn about addictive behaviors and addiction and disease of, you know, it spans through everything. Like, it's not just alcohol and drugs like everyone thinks. Like, it can be sugar, it can be gambling, it can be sex, it can be God. You can literally get addicted to anything. Remember those people that like ate weird things on that one show? Like My Strange Addiction, they would eat like cotton balls and like it's brain misfiring. And I certainly coming from a family of people with drug addiction, was judgmental. I was very judgmental of people that had this and would call it a disease. Cause I was like, it's not cancer. So like, what are you talking about? But this book talks so much about like the science, and y'all know I'd be about that science behind the information. It helps me understand it. It helps me absorb it better. And it's crazy to me how they have now been able to use imaging and research and therapeutic techniques. And they've been able to put all the stuff we put into medicine finally into the disease of addiction and prove results and like prove positive things that have come from 12-step programs and community. And that is a big part of it. It's just showing up. It's just finding community, because all of these diseases are so isolating and like shameful and
feels like the bottom barrel for so many people. And, you know, they talk about having like the green monster inside of you, right? Like it's not you, it's the green monster. Like it's the other you, it's the addict you, it's whatever they, you know, they have a million different names for it. But when I get frustrated in myself about like, why am I thinking or feeling or doing this thing, I try to remember that like, that's her talking. That's not me. It's her popping in to be like, oh, hey, you seem vulnerable. You seem tired. You seem lonely, angry, hungry. Like, here's an idea. And anything that I don't want to do, even though I know it's good for me, I know is her talking rather than the real Kelsey, because I know who the real Kelsey is and it's not that. So I thought that was like an interesting little tidbit, but it also just goes into like the actual neurochemistry of addiction too, and like the statistics and the amount of like relapse being a part of recovery. And I want to obviously do a lot of a deeper subject matter topic on this. But I'm still so new into it because I poo-pooed 12-step programs for so long that I want to get more experience and knowledge under my belt to share it with you guys. But if you have someone in your life that has addiction or deals with that, this is a great book to read. It's called The Gentle Way Through the 12 Steps, or A Gentle Path Through the 12 Steps. Oh, the book's so far away from me. Doing anything physical or like physically getting up has been so hard for me to do today because of this goddamn migraine. So there's that, and dealing with that in between trying to finish this edit for the documentary, and the good news about the book coming out next year, which I think pre-orders will go on sale this year around the holidays, is that it's in the design phase right now. Like, because the illustrator is illustrating most of the book, like Don't Fucking Panic was illustrated, I just get to sit back and relax for a couple weeks. I just get to go like, okay. You do this. You do the hard part now. And I can focus on other things. So that's nice. But it just feels like all of that is happening at the same time, as I've mentioned and said every week, going to Europe for 6 months. And y'all, who's from Europe in here? Because it be gray over there. It looks hella gray for the winter. And I know that's probably not revelatory to you, but damn, y'all ain't got like no sunshine January through April or May. Like, damn, I'm gonna be really cold and in coffee shops. And like, does everyone have depression lamps? Like, I just need to know how you guys are surviving over there in the winter. Like, I know everyone goes to Spain and stuff, and that's fine and dandy, but like, actually, how y'all living over there? Because I've been packing and it's so funny how much I thought I was gonna bring, and then I've watched like 1200 TikToks about winter in Europe, and I'm like, I'm not going to wear most of this shit that I've put aside already, because I've been dry running, living out of suitcases just to like see what I do and don't wear. And bruh, I had like tank tops. I had shit in there looking back that I'm like, no. So every day I'm trying to like take out one piece of something out of the pile. And that gives me like, I think literally 30 days exactly or something until I leave. So I should get rid of like 30 pieces of stuff. Hopefully that's the plan. Okay. I know that was like a lot for a little, but it was also a little for a podcast. And this is more just like our little mentee bee breakdown, health check-in, mental breakdowns and mental breakups and, you know, migraines. That's the caption this week. But if you're listening to this on a new day, on a Monday, maybe in the morning, maybe at night, I don't know what you're up to, but it's a new day and we have infinite possibilities to turn this fucking day around. We can make even migraines and mine it into gold. I was trying to think of a better metaphor for that. Anyone got one? Turn migraines into muffins. Turn migraines into masturbation. Turn migraines into miracles. Right? Okay. Well, anyway, we're going to do that. So give yourself some kisses from me. We'll see you next week. I love you very much, confidants.
You guys are my favorite part of the week. And we'll do the same time, same place next week. Bye.